Wakefield, 3 metres out, with a little chip through, and they've gone over the Wakefield Wildcats. Ben Thaler looks back, he's happy with the grounding, and it's try time for the Wakefield Wildcats, Mark. Poor defence on the Bulls, and it's capitalised on, and the Wakefield Wildcats will make it Wakefield 14, the Bradford Bulls 12.
Yeah, and we only had 4 minutes gone in the second half. Well, it's penalties and penalties plus mistakes. Well, what do they equal? They equal points, and points mean you fall behind on the board, and that's exactly what the Bradford Bulls have done.
And it's going to be, look to me like it's going to be the fifth and last, tackle. Right, 2 metres in field, 2 metres out. Lestrange at half-back will bring it out back to Jeffries, who'll chip over, just right at the post. There's loads of men under it, the Wildcats have bobbled it, the Bulls are over, are they short? Shulley's back toward, Ben Thaler stopped the clock, looks like we're going to the screen, guys, first one of the night, Ben Thaler. Well, Mark. My friend Matthew, he's just informed me. It's Ian Smith who's the video referee. So it's Ian Smith who's got the call for the boys.
I think he's going to say no.
Thanks for listening, boys. Obo says no. Ian Smith says yes. And it's two right hand for the Bulls.
I love being proved wrong. Last tackle, what can the Bulls do? It's going to be a kick
last
in the
tackle,
air,
they're going to shape up right and do go right to Jeffries. What has he got? Magic boot right. This player's under it, the Bulls are under it, and it's two right time for the Bulls. That's going to be a try, making it the Bradford Bulls 22, the Wakefield Wildcats 14. Strange, he's got all three clues right. It's got to go to Jeffries. Shuler, same again, little chip over the top, and it is again. Oh, and it's try time! Time looking!
It's double deja vu! It's absolutely fantastic!
Well, that makes it the Bradford Bulls 28, Mark. They wait for Wildcats 14.
That's double deja vu.
We'll come left and use it. This men out back, but they'll go short to Wagner. He'll use the overlap, and he's breaking it. And that's two right time for the Bradford Bulls again.
It's better, boys, now. Wakefield Trinity, Wildcats, well and truly beaten.
Absolutely. And that makes it the Bradford Bulls 34. The Wakefield Wildcats 14. The Wildcats fans are not happy, Mark. They're
not happy at all. No. And let's be fair, this is more like what the Bulls can do. Please me, if I were Michael Potter, if the Bulls can win the next 10 minutes. And what I mean by that is, they score and Wakefield don't.
Absolutely, and that'll be a cliche for the inside ball, but you might have spoke too soon, Obo, and you have. Well, and it's try time for the Wakefield Wildcats. The inside ball, which has worked so well in the first half, it's unstuck the Bradford Bulls defence, and that'll make it the Wakefield Wildcats 22. The Wakefield Wildcats 18, the Bradford Bulls 36.
Well, that's disappointing, that, because Michael Platt wants horse whipping for that.
And it's going to be game over. We're just running down the clock now. Lulier will take the ball in, and there's 5 seconds left. Everyone's looking to the match referee, Ben Thaler, to blow his whistle. There's the hooter. There's the final whistle. Well. The Bradford Bulls, they've not quite been magic, but they have got the 2 points, and that's all that matters. The Bradford Bulls here have beaten the Wakefield Wildcats 30 points to 18. The Bulls stampede on.